And the pasuk continues chamishi. The pasuk is now getting involved in the details of who Lemach married and who his children were. Even though in the previous generations, in pasuk Yud Zayin and Yud Ches, the pasuk just says that Cain had Chanoich, and Chanoich had Irod, Irod had Michuyol, Michuyol had Mishushoel. But when it comes to Lemach, it goes into greater detail because the pasuk wants to explain how HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept his word of Shivasayim Yukam Kayin, that Kayin will be killed when there will be seven generations from Kayin. And when Lemech had children, that became the seventh generation, and Lemech killed Kayin. And the Pasuk says, Vayikach loy Lemech shtei noshim. And Lemech had two wives, Shem Ho'achas Odo, one's name was Odo, V'shem Hashenis, and the second one's name was Tzila. It was the derech, it was the way of the people in the Dor HaMabul to have two wives. One wife was just for Tashmish Amita. And that wife he would give to drink a kois shel ikrin, which would be a type of a drink of certain type of roots that would cause her not to become pregnant. And that wife he would take care of very well and give her delicacies. The second wife was just for Piri Verivya, just to have children. And that wife, he did not really take care of her. That's why the wife that he took care of, the one that was just for Tashmish Amita, her name was Tzila, because she was always in his shade. As opposed to his other wife, he called Ada. The one for Piri Verivya, he called Ada. Ada means removed. She was constantly removed from him because he did not really care that much about her. So he had these two wives, Ada and Tzila. Vatelet Ada es Yovel, and Ada gave birth to Yovel. Hu Hoya, he was Avi the father, Yoishev Oyel Umikne, the one who lived in a tent together with his cattle. He was the first nomad, a person who would pitch his tent and live a month or two here and graze his animals, and when he uses up all the food in one place, he moves on to the next place and travels constantly in a tent with his cattle from place to place. So this person, Yovel, was the first person to do this. He was the first Yoishev Oyel to live in a tent, umikne, and move about with his cattle. That was Rashi's first pshat. Rashi says another pshat, that he was the first person to build a church. He was Avi, the father, Yoishev Oyel, to sit in a tent, to create a building that will worship Avodah Zarah. Umikne means umakne, to anger Hashem. First person to make a church. V'shem Achiv, and the name of his brother was Yuval. According to Rashi's second shot, it is very good why the pasuk says that his brother's name was Yuval. It does not say that Ada had a second child whose name was Yuval. It is connecting Yuval to Yovel. In what way? Because Hu Hoya Avi, he was the father, he was the first, called Taifes Kina V'ugav, to handle and to play a harp and a flute for the purpose of Avodah Zarah. So since Yovel was building houses for Avodah Zarah, and Yuval was playing instruments for Avodah Zarah, that's why the pasuk says, V'shem Achiv Yuval. They were brothers, they were very similar in their actions. So Ada had two children, Yovel and Yuval. V'tzila gam hi yolda. And Tzila also gave birth. Why does it say gam hi? Because Tzila really should not have given birth. She was the one for Tashmish Amita, in which he gave her to drink a koishel ikrin in order that she should not give birth. But either it did not work then, or she did not always drink this koishel ikrin, and it did not have a lasting effect. Therefore, she was also able to give birth. And she gave birth to Tuval Kayin. His name was called Tuval Kayin, because Tuval means to spice up. He spiced up what Kayin did. Kayin was a murderer. Tuval Kayin created weapons for murderers. Therefore, he was spicing up what Kayin did. Leitesh, he sharpened kol charish nechoshes ubarzel, every weapon of copper and iron. Vachos Tuval Kayin Namo, and the sister of Tuval Kayin, her name was Namo. So Tzila had two children, a son, Tuval Kayin, and a daughter, Nama. Rashi says Nama was the wife of Noach. She was the one that will be saved in the Teva together with Noach and his sons' wives. And the pasuk continues telling us how Lemach's wives separated from Lemach. Why did Lemach's wives separate from him? And Rashi brings down a medrash that says that Lemach was blind. And he took his son, Tuval Kayin, hunting with him, in order that Tuval Kayin will guide him where to shoot. Tuval Kayin saw something that looked like an animal. He told his father, Lemach, pull your bow and shoot. And he shot, and he killed what he thought was an animal, which in essence was not an animal, it was his great-grandfather, Kayin. When Lemach saw, or really understood, that he killed Kayin, he smacked his hands together and inadvertently killed his son, Tuval Kayin. So Lemach killed two people. By mistake, he killed his great-grandfather, Kayin, and also his son, Tuval Kayin. And therefore, Lemach's wives separated from him because of this episode. Vayomer Lemach, and Lemach said Lenoshav to his wives. He was trying to persuade them to come back. Odo v'tzila sheman b'koili. Odo and Tzila, listen to my voice. Neshei Lemach, hazeno imbrasi. The wives of Lemach, take ear to my words. One has to understand why there is a change of lashon here. Why does it say sheman b'koili and then switch to a lashon of hazeno? Why does it switch from koili to imbrasi? Either way, he is saying, "Ki ish harakti lefitzi, v'yeled lechaburasi." Was the ish that I killed, referring to Kayin, lefitzi, should it be considered my wound? I didn't do it on purpose. V'yeled, and the child, referring to Tuval Kayin, lechaburasi, should it be considered my bruise? I did it by mistake. I killed Kayin and Tuval Kayin by mistake. Why should it be considered my wound and my bruise? Kishivasayim Yukam Kayin, because Kayin, who killed Bemezid, got 7 generations before revenge was taken against him. For Lemach, and I Lemach, who killed Bishoigeg, Shivim Vishiva, I should get many 7s of generations before I get punished. He made a Kavachomer. Madach Kayin, who killed Bemezid, was not punished until 7 generations. I, who killed B'Shoigeg, should get many 7s of generations before I get punished. That is the pshat that Rashi brings down from the Medrash Rabbi Tanchuma. But he also brings another pshat from Bereishis Rabbah that says a different reason why Lemach's wives separated from him. It was not because Lemach killed somebody, but rather it was because of the Gezerah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who said, Shivasayim Yukam Kayin, that Kayin's children will be killed after 7 generations. They were worried that now that the 7th generation was born, a flood will come, a mabul will come, and destroy the world, and destroy all the descendants of Kayin. They said, Ma onu noilad lebahola, why are we having children for no reason? They will be washed away in the flood. So they waited until they were Makayim, the mitzvah of Piryu v'Rivya, and they had children, Yovel and Yuval, Tuval Kayin and Nama, and then they separated from Lemach because of this reason. And Lemach said to his wives, and now this is a different shot in the pasuk. He said, Ki ish harakti lefitzi v'yelad l'chaburasi, was I the one who killed Hevel? It was Kayin who killed Hevel. I didn't kill Hevel, so why should I be punished for something that I did not do? Kayin killed Hevel. Let him get punished. Not me 7 generations later. And this is the way you read the pasuk. Ki ish harakti lefitzi, was I the one who killed Hevel, who was an ish b'koima, a man in height? V'yeled l'chaburasi, was I the one who killed Hevel, who was only a yeled in shonim, in age? I didn't do anything. Ki shivasayim yukam koyin, Kayin, who actually did the act, was punished after 7 generations. For Lemach, and I Lemach, who didn't do anything, shivim v'shiva, I should get many 7s of generations. But Rashi says this is a kavachomer shel shtus, because what is Lemach saying? Kayin did the avera, let him get punished after 7 generations. I didn't do anything, I should not get anything. If that was the case, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could never punish the children of Kayin, because each generation can say, why should I get punished? So this is a kavachomer shel shtus, Rashi says. But Lemach's wives were not listening to him, so he decided to go to Adam Arishon and tell him that his wives are separating from him because they fear a flood. Adam told them, you have to do what you have to do, and don't worry about Hashem's gezeiros. They answered him, Kishoit atzmecha tchila, rectify yourself first. What did you do? Your son, Kayin, killed your other son, Hevel, and after that, you never had another child. So why don't you listen to what you're saying and do what you're saying? Don't worry about Hashem's gzeiros. Don't worry about one son killing another son. And you should have many more children. And Adam listened to their words and went back to Chava. Vayeda Adam oid es ishtoi. And Adam knew again his wife. And Rashi says it says oid because he went back with even a greater desire. Vatelet bein, and she gave birth to a son. Vatikra es shemoi sheis, and she called his name Sheis, which means to place. Kishasli elikim zera acher, Hashem placed me with another son. Tachas hevel ki harogay koyin, instead of hevel which Kayin killed. Ulasheis gamhu yulat bein, and Sheis also had a son. Vayikra es shemoi enosh, and he called his name Enosh. Then they started to act in ways of chulin, in ways that weren't kadosh, and they started calling people and avodah zarah with the name of Hashem. Zok Rashi inside pasuk yutes, vayikach loy lemach. It was not really necessary to get into the details of who Lemach married. Elo lamadnu misayfa inyan. We learnt from the end of this topic, Shekayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Haftachosoi, that Hashem kept His word. Sha'omar, He said, Shevosayim Yukam Koyin, at the end of seven generations, Kayin will be taken revenge from. Va'omad Lemach La'achar Shehoyle Bonim, and Lemach got up after he had children, Va'osa Dor Shvi, and he created a seventh generation from Kayin. V'horigis Kayin, and he killed Kayin. Zeh Sha'omar, this is what he said, Ki Ish Harakti Lefitzi. Did I do this on purpose? Was the person that I killed Lepitzi, should it be considered my wound? And Lemach had two wives, Shtei Noshim. Kach hayadarkon shel Dor HaMavol. So was the way of the Dor HaMavol. Achas l'periv rivya v'achas l'tashmish. One wife was strictly for having children, and another wife was strictly for tashmish, for relations. Sushi l'tashmish, the one that was for tashmish, mashke koshel ikrin. He gave her to drink a cup that had special herbs in it, and through that she did not give birth. Kadesha ta'aker, in order that she shall become barren. Umikushet as kakala, and this wife he kept very pretty. He adorned her like a kala, umachilo madonim, and gave her delicacies to eat. But v'chaverta, the other wife, nizufa v'avela, was saddened and in a state of mourning, ka'almono, like a widow. Zeu Shapirish Iruv, and this is what it says in Iruv. Roye Akora, he feeds the one who is barren, Loiselet, in order that she should not give birth. Va'amono Loyetiv, and to the one who is like an Amono, he does not do good. Kemoshe Mefurish Ba'agodas Chelek, like it says in Sanhedrin in Perik Chelek. Oda, which wife was Oda? He shall Periyo Verivya. That was the one for having children. Al shem shemaguna olav umisuras me'eslai. She is disgusted before him and she is removed from him. Ada targum shal surah. The word ada in Aramaic is surah, which means to be removed. Tzila, he shall tashmish. That is the one shall tashmish. Al shem sheyeshevez tamed b'tzilai, because she always sat in his shade. Divrei agoda hem b'bereishis rabba. These are the words of the agoda in the Medrash Bereishis Rabba. And Oda had two children. The name of the first one was Yovel, who was Avi Yoishev Oyelhu Mikne. Hu Haya Arishoin, he was the first, L'roya Behemoth B'midbaris, to graze animals in deserts. The Yoishev Arholim, and he lived in tents, Chodesh Kan V'Chodesh Kan, 1 month here and 1 month over there. Bishvel Mire Tzoyne, because of the grazing of his sheep. Ukshikola HaMira B'mokom Zeh, when there was not enough grazing in this place, he set up his tent in another place. So he was the first nomad. Umedrash Agoda, and the Medrash Agoda says another pshat. Boyne batim lavodis elilim. He built houses for avodah zarah, churches. K'moyda'at Omar. Semel hakino hamakne. The avodah zarah that causes anger to Hashem, and that is pshat in the pasuk. Yoishev oyel, he created houses for avodah zarah. Umikne means umakne, that angered Hashem. V'chein Ochiv, and his brother also did things that had to do with avodah zarah. Taifes kinor v'ugav lezamer la'avodis elilim. He played harps and flutes for the avodah zarah. Tzila also had some children. Tuvel Kayin, Tivel umnosi shel Kayin. He spiced up the craft of Kayin. Tuvel lashon tavlin. It is a lashon of spices. Tivel v'hiskin umnosi shel Kayin. He perfected the craft of Cain. La'soisoi klezayin l'roitzchim, to create weapons for murderers. Lo'itesh kochorish nechoshes ubarzel. Mechadeit umnes nechoshes ubarzel. He sharpened tools of copper and iron. K'mo yiltosh enov, he sharpened his eyes, li, to me. Choresh enel loshem poil, besegel. It is not a verb with a segel. It does not say choresh. El loshem poil betzere. It says choresh with a tzere. Sharei nokut kametz cotton. If you look under the resh, there is a tzere which is called a kametz cotton. V'tamoy lamato. And it is also milra. The stress on the word is not on the ches, but rather on the resh, choresh. Kolomer mechadeh umetzachzech. He sharpened and shined, called klei umnis, every weapon, nechoshes ubarzel. Zagrashi namo, he ishto shel noach. She is the wife of Noach. I would just like to mention at this point an interesting thought. How long it seems to be mashma that Naamah lived. Because it is clear from the psukim and the story here that Naamah was born before Adam gave birth to Shes, his third son. Because over here we see Lemech had two wives, Ada, who had two children, Yovel and Yuval, and Selah, who had a son, Tuval Kain, and a daughter, Naamah. And it was only after all those were born, and they were Makayim, the mitzvah of Piri Verivya, that the Pasuk says that they separated from their husband, Lemach, because they were afraid of a Mabul that was about to come. They came before Adam Rishon, who said, go back to your husband. Don't worry about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do. And they answered him, K'shoyed Atzvacha Tchila, rectify yourself first, and you should also go back to your wife, and not worry about one child, Cain, killing Hevel. And he went back to his wife, and then he had Shes. So we see from this story, clearly, that Naamah was born before Shes. We know that Shes was born when the world was 130 years. If you look at the Pasuk, a little bit later in the Pasha, the Pasuk says, Vayechi Adam Shloshim Uma'ashana, Perikei Pasuk Gimel. Adam lived 130 years. So at the age of 130, Adam had Shes. We know that Naamah was around at the time of the Mabul. She was saved in the Teva. The Mabul was when the world was 1,656 years, like Rashi says in Parshas Noach. So, if we know that Naamah was born before Shes, she had to be born before the world was 130. And she was still alive at the year 1,656. That makes her at least 1,526 years old at the Mabul. Why does the Torah make such a big deal about Mrs. Shelach, who lived 969 years, when Naamah was living 1,526 years at least? Also, it comes out she was much older than Noach. Noach was only 600 at the Mabul, and she was 1,526. Another interesting point based on this idea that Naamah was born before Shes, which means Naamah was born before the world was 130 years old, is that Naamah was the seventh generation from Cain. That means that seven generations were born in the first 130 years. That makes each generation approximately 18 years apart. At 18 years, they had a child, and then he was 18 years old, and he had another child, and so on, for seven generations. If you look at the children of Shes a little bit further in the Parsha, the Pasuk says clearly at what age they had children. Adam had a child at 130, Shes. Shes had a child at 105, Enosh at 90, Canaan at 70, and so on. Nobody was having children at the age of 18. So why, concerning the generations of Cain, do we find that seven generations went so quickly and so close to each other, as opposed to the generations that came out of Shes that were much more spread apart? Maybe we can answer that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Shivasayim Yukam Cain, I will take revenge against Cain when the seventh generation will be born. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that Cain was not doing tshuva. He was kigoynev das elyon. He was just acting like he was humbled, but he was not really doing tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to speed up the punishment to Cain. But in order to keep his word, he had to keep Shivasayim, that it will be seven generations. So he made the generations much closer to each other, and they were only 18 years apart. This way, he will cause the punishment of Cain to come much more quickly. Maybe, Ulai, we can say that is the reason why the generations of Cain were much closer together than the generations of Shays. And Rashi continues, Pasuk Chav Gimel, Sheman Koili, Shehayu Nosha Parshas Mimeno Mitashmish, his wives separated from him, from Tashmish Abita, Lefisha Horagas Kayin Ves Tuval Kayin Benoi, because he killed Kayin and Tuval Kayin his son. Shehayu Lemach Suma, Lemach was blind, Vetuval Kayin Moshchai, and Tuval Kayin used to pull him and take him out hunting. Veroas Kayin, and he saw Kayin, Venidba like Echaya. He thought he was an animal. And he said to his father, Limshech Bekeshes, pull the arrow. Vahargoy, and he killed Cain. Mekivin Shiyadashu Cain. Once he realized that he killed Cain Ziknoi, Cain his grandfather, Hikakafal Kaf. He smacked his hands together. Vesipik Esbenoi Benehem, and crushed his son inadvertently between them. Vahargoy, and he killed him. And his wives separated from him because he killed his grandfather and his son, and he was trying to pacify them. And he said, Shaman Koili, listen to my voice, Li Shamali Latashmish, to listen to me and to have Tashmish with me. The person that I killed, should it be considered my wound? Did I injure him on purpose? That this injury, this wound, should be considered on my name? And the child Tuval Kayin that I killed, lechaburasi, should it be considered my bruise? Nerak, lechaburasi nerak, was it killed because of my bruise? Kalayma ayide chaburasi, through my bruise b'tmiya, with a question. V'aloi shaygigani, I was a shaygig, I did it inadvertently. V'aloi mezid, and I did not do it intentionally. V'aloi zeu pitzi, v'aloi zeu chaburasi, this should not be considered my wound or my bruise. I did not mean to kill Kayin nor Tuval Kayin. Pitzi makas cherev aichetz, a wound from a sword or an arrow. So Rashi kishavasayim yukol Kayin. Kayin shaharg mezid, Kayin that killed on purpose, nitlaloy adzayin dairis. Hashem waited 7 generations to take revenge. Ani sharakti shaygig, I who killed inadvertently, lakoshkein shiitli shviyas harbe, that I should get many 7s of generations before I would get punished. It's a kavachimer. Madach, the one that killed the mezid, got 7. The one who killed the shaygig should get many 7s. It's a little bit shver based on the klal of Daya Lava Min Adin Lias Kenadin. When we make a kavachomer, we say that the stronger one definitely has what the weaker one has, but it cannot have more. For example, if somebody who is weak can pick up 10 pounds, somebody who is strong can definitely pick up 10 pounds. But we cannot say if the weak one can pick up 10 pounds, the strong one can definitely pick up 30 pounds. That is not a Kal V'Chomer. So what is Rashi saying over here? Rashi is saying that if Cain who killed the Mezid got 7 generations, what Rashi should have said is, I, Lemech, who killed B'Shogeg, should definitely get 7 generations. Why does he say he should get many 7s of generations? Why don't we say, Daya Lava Min Adin Liyaz Kenot? Shiva V'Shiva, Shiva V'Shiva, Lashon Riboy Shavius, Ochaz Lai. He's saying many 7s. Kach Doresh Rabbi Tanchuma. This whole pshat that Lemach killed Kayin and Tuval Kayin, and that's why his wives separated from him, is the pshat in Medrash Rabbi Tanchuma. But Medrash Bereishis Rabba, in the Medrash Bereishis Rabba, Lehorig Lemach Klum. Lemach did not kill anybody. V'nosha Parshois Mimenu, and his wives separated from him. Mishikaimu Perio Verivya. Once they were Makayim, Perio Verivya. What does that mean, they separated from him after they were Makayim Perio Verivya? We know that Odo had 2 sons, Yovel and Yuval, and Tzila had a son and a daughter, Tuval Kayin and Nama. What does it mean after they were Makayim Perio Verivya? The kasha is obvious. We learned before on the Pasuk of Vichovsha, Perik Aleph, Pasuk Chavches, Rashi says that only somebody who the derech of this person is to be koivesh arotzai, to capture lands, Only he is mitzvah in Peri Yavarivya. Since a man captures lands, he is commanded on the mitzvah of Peri Yavarivya. But a woman that does not capture lands is not mitzvah on the mitzvah of Peri Yavarivya. So why does Rashi say over here that after the two wives of Lemech were Makai and Peri Yavarivya, that's when they separated from Lemech? What type of kiyum of Peri Yavarivya is there by Noshim? In Sefer Maskil David, he gives a teretz that it could be that Rashi is discussing concerning the mitzvah of Peri Yavarivya that Lemech had. Of course, there is no mitzvah on Ada and Sila, the wives of Lemech, but they did not separate from him until Lemech was Makai in the mitzvah of Peri Yavarivya. From here would be mashma, a little bit a riot to a machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai holds, in order to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Peri Yavarivya, one has to have two sons. According to Beis Hillel, one is Mekayim the mitzvah with a son and a daughter. If we are saying over here that Lemach's wives did not separate from him until Lemach was Mekayim the mitzvah of Peri Yavarivya, and they did not separate from him after Ada had two sons, but waited until Sila had a son and a daughter. So until Nava was born and he had a girl, he was not Mekayim the mitzvah. That is Lechera Araya to the Shita of Beis Hillel. Gurayeh learns differently than the Maskil of David. He learns that the Rashi is Taka referring to the mitzvah of Peri Yavarivya on Ada v'Tzila on Nashim. And even though they are not mitzvah commanded to have the mitzvah Peri Yavarivya, but if they do it, they are mekayim the mitzvah. Just like any mitzvah that Noshim are not mechuyev to do, if they do it, they get schar. So it comes out, according to the Gur Aryeh, that they were mekayim the mitzvah Peri Yavarivya. It would come out that Ada held like Beis Shammai and Sila held like Beis Hillel, because Ada separated from Lamech after she had two sons. So she held she was Mekayim Peri Yavarivya with two sons. Sila separated from Lemach after she had a son and a daughter, which would be mashma that she held like Beis Hillel. And Rashi says that they separated from Lemach after they were Mekayim Peri Yavarivya. Why? Lefisha nigzera gzera lechaloi zari shalkayin. Because a decree was decreed to destroy the children of Kayin, la'acha shivadaris, after seven generations. Amru, they said, ma onu yoldes libahola, why are we having children for no purpose? L'mochor ha'mavol bovis shayit v'akoyl. Tomorrow the mavol will come and destroy everything. V'hu amru lahen, but Lemach said to them, v'chi ish harakti lefitzi, was I the one who killed Hevel? V'chi ani harakti es Hevel, did I kill Hevel, shayah ish b'koyma v'yele b'shonim, that was an ish in height, the yelled and was young b'shanim in years, she hey zari kala ba'ose avon, that my children should be killed because of his avera. And he makes a kal v'chomer uma kain sheharag, ma the kain who was the one who killed, nitla loy shiva dorois, HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited seven generations to punish him, anisha loy harakti, I who did not kill, like kolshkein sheyitl li shivias harber, that I should be spared for many sevens of generations. But Rashi says, "V'zeh kavachomer shel shtus." This is a kavachomer of shtus, of nonsense. Im kein ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu goyve es chayvoy. Hakadosh Baruch Hu can never collect his debt. Umekayim es devaroi, and keep his word to punish Kayin after seven generations, because the seventh generation can always say, if the one who did it got seven, I who did not do it should get many sevens. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu can never punish anybody. Therefore, it is a kavachem shel shtus. Vayeda Odom, bo loy Lemach etzel Odom Arishon. Lemach came before Odom Arishon. The kaval al nashav, and he snitched on his wives. Amar lahem, he said to them, v'chi aleichem ledakdeg al gazei roisev shel mokoyim. Is it upon you to really look into and delve into the decree of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and worry about his destruction of the world? Atem asu mitzvaschem, v'hu yaseh shaloi. You do your mitzvah and let him do his thing. Amrulai, they said to him, kishoit atzvecha tchila, rectify yourself first. V'halei parashta me'ishtecha zeh me'o ushloishim shana. You seem to separate from your wife for 130 years. Mishen niknesa misa al yadcha. Once there was a penalty of death that came about through your children. Kayin killed Hevel. Miyad, right away he listened to them. Vayeda Odom, and Odom went back to his wife. Umahu Oid, why does it say Vayeda Odom Oid Eshishtoi? Lamedcha to teach you. Sheni Toysva Loitaiva Al Tavosoi. He had an extra desire greater than his first desire. And he had a third child whose name was Shase. Shase had Enosh Azhuchal Lashon Chulin. The word Huchal means a Lashon of Chulin, something that is not holy. They acted in an unholy way. Likroy Eshmois Ha'odom, Veshmois Ha'atzavim, to call the names of people and the names of Avodah Zarah, Bishmois HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the name of Hashem, La'soisen Elilim, to make them into a god, Velikroyson Elohus, and to call them gods. That's what happened, Bimei Dar Enosh.